This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So we've spoken about the possibility of a person whose status is unknown to be visited by the likes of Jibreel alayhi salam. And of course, for us as believers, when Laylatul Qadr comes around, right, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا, to have the descent of Jibreel alayhi salam is very special. But what about a woman whose status is known by everyone? And that is Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Her status is well established amongst the people of the earth and amongst the inhabitants of the heavens. This is the woman that, aside from just being the first Muslim, the first believer in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she's someone who is the comfort of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She finances the da'wah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She sells everything that she has, right? Lived a very comfortable life prior to Islam. She gives that all up for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, you know, we have to note that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that people of good qualities, their good qualities were only polished and further shined with Islam. So even before the da'wah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she used to spend on the poor, she used to spend on the orphans, but she was still always comfortable and wealthy until the da'wah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam starts. Now, the da'wah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes on and the boycott happens. And Khadija radiallahu anha technically could have excused herself from the boycott, right? She could have stayed back and had the protection of her tribe, and her status would have guaranteed that she would be okay. But she chooses to be there with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and with the Muslims, literally as they are starving to death. And she uses her position to try to sneak food into the camp. Hakim ibn Hizam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the nephew of Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, would bring food to her and she would distribute that to the poor Muslims, and she would continue to abstain from food herself. So she suffers voluntarily, but so graciously, right, throughout the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a prophet. And she never once complains. And there are narrations in the seerah, you know, there's a narration from Imam al-Sunni rahimahullah that Jibreel alayhi salam once met her in the street in the form of a man to ask her about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she did nothing but say wonderful things about him and praise him and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for him. She didn't complain about her situation. So when she is tested in ways that we know and in ways that we don't know, because we'll never truly know the extent of that suffering and that hardship and that hurt, especially since much of the Meccan seerah is not known to us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees it all and Allah elevates her. Now, she has a very unique incident with the angels, and that is that Jibreel alayhi salam does not just come to her in any way, right? But he comes to her with specific salam and specific glad tidings. This is the famous hadith where Jibreel alayhi salam comes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is close to the end, where Khadija radiallahu anha has now suffered in every way and she's barely hanging on, right? It would eventually be the hardships born through the boycott that would lead to her demise. So Jibreel alayhi salam comes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he says, Ya Rasulullah, hadihi Khadija. O Messenger of Allah, Khadija is about to come to you. Qad atat. She's coming to you right now. Ma'aha ina'un fihi idamun aw ta'amun aw sharab. And she has a platter. In that platter, there is something to eat or something to drink, some soup, something to eat, something to drink, something very simple. فَإِذَا هِيَ أَتَتْكَ. When she comes to you, فَقْرَ عَلَيْهَا السَّلَامَ مِنْ رَبِّهَا. First and foremost, tell her that Allah sends her salam. Her Lord sends her salam. وَمِنِّي السَّلَامَ. And give her salam from me, from Jibreel alayhi salam. So Allah says salam to her, and please tell her that I say salam to her as well. وَبَشِّرْهَا بِبَيْتٍ فِي الْجَنَّةِ مِنْ قَصَبٍ لَا صَخَبَ فِيهِ وَلَا نَصَبٍ. So this here now, he comes, he says, Ya Rasulullah, this is Khadija coming to you with this dish. It has some soup, some food, something to drink. When she reaches you, give her salam on behalf of her Lord and give her salam from me and give her the glad tidings of a palace in paradise. It's made of qasab, a very specific type of jewel. It's made of these jewels. And there will be no noise and no stress in that palace in paradise. Now I'm going to break down some of the wisdom of this because I know this hadith is common. But some of the ways that the ulama extracted blessings and benefits from this very particular bushra, this very particular glad tiding, is special to us. But first of all, look at the wisdom and the fiqh, the understanding of Khadija radiallahu anha and her natural guidance. She says, ask for Allah, in Allah huwa salam. Allah himself is the source of peace. So I can't say wa alayka salam to Allah. And that is, of course, truly the way some of the Sahaba would say as-salam ala Allah, and it was changed to, no, you know, tahiyatu lillah. You greet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you can't say salam upon as-salam. He is as-salam. He's the source of peace. So she says, ask for Allah, huwa as-salam. Wa ala Jibreel as-salam. And ya Rasulullah, tell Jibreel that I send salam. Wa alayka ya Rasulullah, as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And upon you, O Messenger of Allah, is as-salam, is the peace and the mercy and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, this is of course the beauty of Khadija radiallahu anha, her wisdom, her natural grace that even shows in this story. But Imam al-Suhaili rahimahullah talks about the bushra, the glad tidings. The word qasab actually refers to the finish line in a race, okay? So the way that they used to race back in the days of ignorance is that they used to put qasab, they used to put a particular prize in the front, and basically the race would be to that prize. And when you get to that prize, you get to take it home. So he says the wisdom of that is that Khadija radiallahu anha was the first to get to the prize, meaning the prize of Islam, the first to embrace Islam, and so she's the first that gets to keep the reward, right? So she got the qasab of iman first, the qasab of faith first, and therefore she has a home in paradise that's unique. Some of the scholars also say Khadija radiallahu anha's home before Islam was a distinguished house. It had a very particular decoration to it. So Jibreel alayhi salam is telling her, in Jannah, you have this distinct home that no one else has. Suhaili also says, a bait. She's being given the glad tidings of a home in particular because her bait, her home, was the first home of Islam. The first house of Islam in this ummah was the house of Khadija radiallahu anha. And then lastly, لا صخب فيه ولا نصب. There will be no noise, no stress. Suhaili rahimahullah says that she never raised her voice at the Prophet ﷺ or caused him stress. Rather, she was the source of stress relief when others gave the Prophet ﷺ noise. And so, ya Khadija, you have a home in paradise. No more noise, no more exhaustion, no more persecution. You'll never be tired again, subhanAllah. And the scholars say, look at the blessing to Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha here with this coming of Jibreel. Jibreel alayhi salam is coming just for this to Khadija, right? To interact just for this purpose, no other purpose. They say that this is the combination of the blessing of Maryam alayhi salam, who Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salam to, and the combination of Asiya alayhi salam, the wife of Fir'aun, who was given the glad tidings of a home in paradise, that Allah sends Jibreel alayhi salam specifically to her to give her salam and the glad tidings of a special palace in paradise.